Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 17, 1952, the plans for a number of public health initiatives in the parish of St. Philip were released to the Barbados Advocate newspaper. The most important of these was the maternity hospital, money for which had been given to the St. Philip Vestry by Mrs. Lyle Smith, wife of the late Lyle Smith of Three Houses Sugar Factory and the Thickets Group of Plantations. The gift was a handsome £10,000 for the erection of a building and the purchase of equipment for the maternity hospital. The advocate learned that the building had already been constructed and that it would be open soon. In a country with a high infant mortality rate, where many babies were delivered at home, this kind of gesture by a leading St. Philip planter sought to tackle the problem head on. Another public health initiative for St. Philip was the establishment of three standpipes for the year 1952 to 1953. In addition, there were plans to extend the water mains in the parish to serve areas from Well House to Brathwick's Bottom, as well as Lucas Street, enabling residents to have direct access to water in their homes. At the same time, with many persons forced to use pit toilets, the vestry was considering the erection of communal baths and toilets like that already established at Church Village St. Philip. These plans provided some backing for the parish almshouse, which at the time housed 44 women, 21 men, and 19 children. Some of these residents, like Rupert Holder and Vernon Brown, were engaged in entrepreneurial activities such as basketry and cigarette rolling, respectively. However, the advocate headline of the coming of a maternity hospital was a significant story, particularly for the women in the parish of St. Philip.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.